Meridiani Planum, Drenched, presented by Science at NASA. Long ago, parts of Mars were soaked in liquid water, say scientists analyzing data from NASA's Mars rover Opportunity. March 2, 2004. Some rocks at Opportunity's landing site in Meridiani Planum on Mars were once soaked in liquid water. Members of the Mars Exploration Rover's International Science Team presented the evidence today to news reporters at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Liquid water once flowed through these rocks. It changed their texture and it changed their chemistry, said Cornell University's Steve Squires, the principal investigator for science instruments on Opportunity and its twin, Spirit. We've been able to read the telltale clues the water left behind, giving us confidence in that conclusion, he said. Here are some of the clues that water formerly pervaded an outcropping of rocks where Opportunity has been working. First, the rover's alpha particle X-ray spectrometer found lots of sulfur in the outcrop. Related clues from that instrument and the miniature thermal emission spectrometer suggest the sulfur is in the form of sulfate salts, similar to Epsom salts. On Earth, rocks containing so much salt either formed in water or, after forming, were soaked in water for a long time. Second, the rover's Mossbauer spectrometer detected jarosite, a hydrated iron sulfate mineral that could result from the target rock spending time in an acidic lake or acidic hot springs environment. Third, pictures from Opportunity's panoramic camera and microscopic imager show many small tablet-shaped or disc-shaped holes in an outcrop rock selected for close-up examination. These holes, or vugs, match the distinctive appearance of earth rock vugs that form where crystals of salt minerals grow inside rocks that sit in briny water, then disappear by eroding or dissolving. Fourth, the cameras have revealed spheres the size of BBs embedded in outcrop rocks. Researchers call them blueberries, although they're not blue, they're gray. The blueberries are not concentrated at particular layers within the rock, as they would be if they originated outside the rock and were deposited into accumulating layers while the rock was forming. Instead, the blueberries are scattered. This means they are probably concretions that formed from accumulation of minerals coming out of solution inside a porous, water-soaked rock. Fifth, some of the blueberries in pictures from the microscope appear to have stripes that correspond to layering of the matrix rock around them. This would be consistent with the interpretation that the spherules are concretions that formed inside a wet rock. There is still much to learn. When was the area wet, and how long did the wet conditions last? How is the water collected, for example, in a salty lake or sea, and how deep was it? Scientists and engineers plan to keep Opportunity busy in the days ahead, looking for more clues that might answer some of these questions. Visit http://marsrovers.jpl.nasa.gov for the latest information about Spirit and Opportunity on the Internet. This story is based on a NASA press release and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.